It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa.
Austin.
Getting new boss always brings its own different
sets of challenges.
Yeah, and different circumstances.
Oh, okay.
What happens when it brings a new sense of something else? We have got Tina calling us from Beverly today for Dear Melissa and Austin. Tina, what is going on?
I'm calling because I've just had kind of an awkward situation here. So I do have a new boss. He's my supervisor. And I'm very attracted to this man.
Oh,
and hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, so I'm just going to say that.
Sure.
I've never had like a relationship with anyone I've worked with before. And the thing is like, he's never been inappropriate or anything, but when we're around each other, I just am feeling like, I don't know, awkward. And like, I feel that tension coming from him as well. So it's been a few weeks and now I'm just like, is this something that can happen? Like, is that relationship inappropriate? Or like, can I just ask this guy out? Like, or can we do this in secret?
Oh my gosh.
All my brain power at work.
Oh my gosh. And everybody's trying to be appropriate.
Right. And you're like, why couldn't I have met this guy out at the bars or something? Like, why did it have to be at work?
Anything but this.
And when you have that, you feel like there's something there and it's heavy. Mm-hmm. That's like hard to deny. But it's work.
Like, why not, right? Like, why can't we just maybe pursue it?
I mean, for certain HR reasons, but I like your sentiment. I agree. Why can't you?
But if it doesn't work out, then what?
Yeah, then it's even worse around that. Okay, this is how I would take it. And keep in mind, I am a hopeless romantic. I think you need to give it some time. Because how new of a boss is he?
Oh, just 3 weeks.
Okay, for sure. We need to give this some more time. I'm thinking a couple of months because you need to get to know him as a person better. And I think you can do that while at work without going out to dinner, if that makes sense. You know, you can kind of date him while on the job.
What do you mean? Date him on the job?
Get to know him better. You have that luxury of seeing
dating,
him every single day. No, dating in like quotations, okay?
Oh.
Like you get to like date him every single day because you're seeing him every single day. So you wouldn't normally get that luxury if it was just some dude you met and liked. So use that to your advantage. Learn a little bit about his personal life and if he has any weird quirks or any red flags that come up, because then you have a better idea, because you don't want to start dating him and then learn all that stuff.
Sure.
And then it'd be awkward at work.
There's definitely things you can learn, but you're also going to see a completely different side of him than you were had you just met him out somewhere else, because he's holding up the boss facade.
Sure. But you did say, you know, you felt something on his end too, right?
Yeah. Like there's definitely, we're both kind of like giggling and awkward.
Yeah.
And
that's not the boss facade. That could drop very easily just by getting to know him, asking him like, you know, so tell me, like, so where do you come from? Or like, you know, like that, those type of questions that you would ask.
Because I think there are a lot of people who would say, don't even go there. He's your boss. It sounds fun, but that's scary territory to go into.
Okay, Tina, do you mind if we throw this out to the phones?
I think we have to.
Okay, all right. I say, you know, get to know him a little bit better before making any sort of move. Mel's saying, no, off limits. Where do you come out if you become attracted to your new boss? Been a boss for about 3 weeks now. What should Tina do? 312-946-4995. Help us help Tina. 312-946-4995.
It's Melissa and Austin.
Terry and Monique.
What do you think? This girl's got a crush on her new boss. I mean, go for that, or is that too risky?
I say go for it, because I went for it almost 40 years ago.
Oh, Terry.
He was my boss at Kmart, and we have been married for 33 years, 3 children, and lived happily ever after.
Wow.
Okay, I love that. Do you think things are different today? Like, you can't do that in an office setting, or no?
Oh, you know, I was thinking about that when you guys were talking about it, and I'm like, that was in the 80s. This is, you know, so much later, and I don't know. You know, if you feel it, you feel it, is what I say.
Oh, you can always get another job, sure. I guess.
Yeah, right? Everyone's hiring now. That's what I hear.
Yeah. Now, you know, like Kmarts aren't even around anymore, unfortunately. No. So it's like,
I know.
The place you first met, right?
It is. And that's where he proposed to me.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, how funny is that?
Was it during a blue light sale?
Yeah, right.
That how do you even know that?
Back in the day.
I love Kmart.
Oh, come on. How can you? Kmart was the best.
Yeah.
I didn't like Kmart.
We used to go marting all the time. Oh, you go yeah. Kmart, then Walmart.
I liked Walmart better. I think I remember Kmart had layaways, and that was awesome.
That is true.
They did.
I once shipped my pants there.
Best of luck to her. I mean, I say go for it. Okay. If it works out, it was meant to be. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Oh, Terry,
good advice.
Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
No problem. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Abby in Chicago.
What do you think about this crush on her boss? Go for it, or is it too risky?
I say totally go for it. I've done this twice. I married my first boss. I had three kids with him. A couple decades later, I had this tension with my CEO. The tension went on for about a year and a half or so, and that ended very well.
Wait a minute. So you've gotten with your boss not just once, but twice?
Yes, sir. And listen, you've got the best advice imaginable. There is nowhere better to get to know if you want to date somebody than the workplace.
Okay, right,
you
right.
You get to know them, everything, other than that HR rule you mentioned.
Yeah.
Other than the rules that are put in place, like, it's the perfect place
to
date without dating.
If you want me to sprinkle a little sugar on top of this, the COO situation turned out to be an amazingly fun night, and then I ended up getting a very large chunk of money from the company.
Wait, what?
For HR reasons.
Wait, Abby, explain.
I can't go into any more detail.
Oh, now you're going to abide by the rules?
Oh, come on!
That's the only rule I got to abide by. All fair in love and war. Listen, I fell in love once, and I was able to get, like, a massive amount of dental work done with the second one. There's never been an issue with it.
His insurance package was pretty good, wasn't it?
And the insurance package was pretty freaking good.
Not the only package of his you appreciated.
Absolutely. You know, that's right. It was a major bonus.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh, Abby.
My all-time favorite goal.
Take the advice. It's only been 3 weeks. You're right. Get to know him. That little facade will drop. They'll go out for happy hour one night, and they'll stay out a little later, and all of her concerns will disappear.
Abby, we got to hide all of the CEOs away from you.
Thank you. So much for the laughs this morning.
Thank you.
So great.
Okay. All right.
You're the best, Abby. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.